The name of my story this morning is The End of the Story. Or is it? Poor Gator. Here he is yesterday morning before he got up out of bed. His wounds from that encounter with Cat down at the river are healing rather well. At least the wounds on his belly are. But there are other wounds to heal as well. I should remind you that Gator is in sixth grade, and sixth grade is much more complicated than being in, for instance, second grade like Barabbas is. Are any of you in sixth grade yet? You are. Well, then you know. Yes. Because by sixth grade, there are many more feelings you have to get sorted out inside you. Yes. Well, and Gator has always thought there are two kinds of people in the world. There are the good guys and there are the bad guys. Uncle Floyd is one of the good guys. Cat is one of the bad guys. Easy, right? Yeah. But what about Gator? Gator used to be a bad guy when he lived down at the river. That was before Uncle Floyd adopted him, before that bike accident and that hospital stay. But that's another story. But it seems like Gator has learned that sometimes good people do bad things and bad people do good things. This makes life much more complicated. After all, when Cat, and this was Cat from in the story the other week, when Cat jumped at Gator and clawed at Gator's underbelly, that was bad. Cat was bad. But when Cat saw that it was his former friend Gator that he had injured, Cat regretted hurting Gator, and he helped Gator home. That was a good thing that Cat had done. But then Cat did keep those keys that Uncle Floyd, that opened Uncle Floyd's back door. That was a bad thing. By the way, nobody noticed that the keys are missing yet. Yes. So Gator had all sorts of complicated feelings. He was glad his underbelly was healing. But Gator so much regretted throwing that big rock when he was down at the river. He was throwing it at a bump in the snow, which turned out to be a white cat in white snow. It turned out to be Cat. Yes. And Gator lied to Uncle Floyd about how he got injured. He said it was Jeter and A-Rod that bit him on the chest. Uncle Floyd knew that wasn't true. And actually, as only a dog can do, A-Rod and Jeter have been close by Gator's side as he's felt bad for the last week or so about all of this. In the Bible lesson this morning, God knew, that life gets so complicated for us people. It's just not easy sometimes. So God placed God's word in the mouths of the prophets in the Old Testament lesson, and God's word was spoken by Jesus in the New Testament lesson. The truth is, we all do good and bad stuff. It's a complicated life. The good news in God's word is that where we fall short, Jesus fills us in. Thank goodness. Let's close with a prayer. Thank you, God, for your word and the surprising people who bring it to us. Maybe even an alligator and a cat. Amen.